All right, we're in here, not a problem. All righty, welcome back to hour number three of the show. I'm hearing the feed of my own voice coming back. Oh, there we are. Now, everything's fine and good. This is why you all have to come in and help Republic Broadcasting. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, go to that little PayPal button. Please help Republic Broadcasting all you can. We need new equipment. The old equipment is falling apart. You know, basically what it is, that hamster in the wire wheel behind the mixer board that powers it all, he's getting old, and we need to buy a new hamster here. All right, so for those of you watching on Justin TV, the lovely lady sitting here behind me is Claire, who joins us every Friday in hour number three to talk about whatever we're going to be talking about today. And Claire, what's your first topic?
Well, sweetheart, I would say that I have had a number of palm to forehead moments, and that translates, if you can't see me, as how can these people be so thinking challenged?
I thought your mascara had just gone out of control there.
No. I don't do mascara.
All right.
But a couple of things that came to mind. Number one is we are seeing massive layoffs as a direct result of the coming implementation of Obamacare. Employers just cannot afford it. And so they're cutting back people, and they're not only cutting them back, but there is going to be a trend away from a so-called 40-hour week so that these people are permanent part-time but do not qualify for insurance.
That's exactly
and
right.
And that's going to have an horrendous effect on a lot of lives and a lot of people. Yeah, I believe that it's the Olive Garden chain that is starting to experiment with that right now.
Oh, they're all going to do it. The reality is so many businesses are hovering on the edge of failing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obamacare could push them over the edge.
Right.
And so these companies are going to have to do something to try and stay in business a little while longer. And it's always going to come back to reducing hours for the employees, which means reducing their pay, which is more hardship on the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's complete nonsense. Ever since the mortgage-backed security fraud exploded in 2008, every single decision taken by the government, by both Republican and Democratic presidents, is in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
It always maps out to taking from the people to give to the big financial corporations. Even the IMF is saying Iceland had the right idea.
Right. And when I look at how this Franken legislation was cobbled together, I mean, I'm thinking, wasn't there one person in the process of the committee drafting this legislation who thought, gee, if employers can't pay this, they're going to cut people off of employment, or they're going to reduce their hours? And I am having a hard time contemplating that there was no one in the room, Michael, not a single doggone person, who had the intelligence to say, this is going to create more unemployment. I don't know how that didn't happen.
Well, one thing you need to understand is how much of this legislation is actually written by the lobbying groups and just mm-hmm. handed to the representatives,
yeah.
along with a campaign donation.
Mm-hmm.
And we know going all the way back to the USA Patriot Act that Congress doesn't actually read a lot of the legislation they pass.
Mm-hmm.
There's a common trick that is used inside Congress where as they get to the end of the session, they'll mm-hmm. just bundle a whole bunch of bills together and pass them as a single unit. And who knows what is stuck into the middle of the pile. And it's just a way of, you know, buying favors from the rulers. And that's not democracy, and it's not a republic. It's oligarchy.
Yeah. And I am wondering, with all of these resignations and soon to be resignations, if these people don't think things are going to get so bad, do I really want to be associated with a second Obama term?
I'm not sure that that's an important factor. I know there are probably people who are thinking about getting out ahead of a financial crash
mm-hmm.
or an outright nuclear war.
Right.
But as I was telling that other caller here, Petraeus doesn't strike me as the get out of the hot kitchen type. There we go. There, we're back on our music track here. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8. Or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? A preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're getting the final numbers from the American stock market. And they just barely got them into the green. So the media can say the market ended up. Yeah, 4 points on the Dow.
Yeah, big deal.
Big deal. But they want you to have a happy weekend. So that's we're going to massage that market until we have the happy ending that we all want to have here. There's still the news is completely over this whole Petraeus resignation. And it's all about the affair and how bad and evil he was to have an affair. And I really do think it goes back to October when Petraeus refused to fall on his own sword to protect Obama over the stand down of the CIA at the Benghazi consulate attack here. And I have a piece of advice for Petraeus. If he or his associates are listening to this show, stay out of canoes.
Honey, would you share that reference to people who might be new and don't know it?
Well, there's a long history of former heads of the Central Intelligence Agency going for a canoe trip and disappearing for several days, and then the body is found drowned and tortured. So Yeah, this could get ugly here. Anyway, you wanted to talk about Iran and sanctions, and very clearly the invasion of Iran is back on track, and everybody's saying, yes, we've got to do this. They've got a Death Star. They pass gas in elevators. They dress funny. They wanted Big Bird dead even more than Mitt Romney did.
One thing that came out today that I thought was interesting, and the way that it was couched in terms of language was very interesting. As many of you probably already know, President Obama has already put another set of sanctions against Iran as of yesterday. But today, Congress is working on even more draconian sanctions to almost make it impossible for any international player or company to do business with Iran, period, end of discussion. And the language that was used in this article was, we have to put some international restraints on Iran's nuclear program. And I read that codswallop, which is a wonderful British term for complete utter nonsense, and I thought, guys, our congressional representatives, have you been hovering under a disinformation cloud that allowed you to get the memo that Iran has been under international supervision as a signatory to the NNPT?
Well, we know that this
we
know that this whole nuclear issue is just a smokescreen.
Yeah.
And what Congress is hoping is that you, the American people, are the ones living under that cloud of disinformation, that they can scare you with weapons of mass destruction. And we know they lied to us about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. We know they lied to us about Iran's weapons of mass destruction. This is all about the U.S. economy having burned itself out. And the only way they can keep this little Ponzi scheme, private central bank, ticking along a little further is to grab, conquer, subvert, regime change, whatever you want to call it, all of the resource-rich nations out there and shackle them to the dollar in order to sort of keep the Bretton Woods thing going a little bit longer, to keep the petrodollar going a little bit longer. And the problem is that a lot of nations are not going along with these sanctions, especially Russia and Asia, which are huge energy consumers.
And
China. These sanctions are only going to hurt the American people. And the idea is that when you get angry enough, you're going to want to strike out at somebody, and the government will say, hurt them, go hurt Iran. Yes, you're angry and you're starving. It's all Iran's fault. And they're trying to whip us up into a kill frenzy where we're not thinking clearly any longer. And again, I don't think it's going to work unless they try another one of these dumb false flag attacks.
And Mike, speaking of that, there has been a development today that I thought I needed to share with our audience. There are going to be new IAEA talks with Iran in Tehran on the 13th of December with Nakerts, who is someone very familiar with the Iranian nuclear program. Now, I'm thinking, as you have discussed and as we have shared, Netanyahu is basing his entire candidacy for re-election as prime minister next year on the 22nd of January 2013, on his being able to, quote-unquote, get Iran. But all of a sudden, it looks like there is a chink in what he would like to do, because he's got to make the decision, do I go after Iran now, or do I wait until these talks are over, meaning that he would not have the time to successfully conclude an attack against Iran before his upcoming re-election on the 22nd of January.
Well, there's going to be no way to conclude the attack. He just wants it underway during the election.
Yeah.
Because then he can say, you don't want to change your leadership. We're in the middle of a war. And I think that's his thinking here. But very obviously, we're seeing all the rhetoric out there about Iran is bad, Iran is bad, and it's the same old stories they've been saying all along. It's a nuclear threat, it's a terror sponsor, and the real agenda, as we have pointed out, is the U.S. is trying to prop up its failed economy by taking control of all the resource-rich nations on Earth and shackling them to the dollar so that all the other nations on Earth will have to come to the United States and give us products and agricultural goods and all the kinds of items of real value to get these little paper tickets to go over to these resource-rich nations and buy raw materials. And it's basically the U.S., you know, stealing these resources and reselling them at a markup.
Absolutely. But I think it's going to be interesting with his knowing that the talks are going to be starting on the 13th of next month. That gives him barely a month's window, perhaps, to start something. And he has already been screaming at Syria, because there have been a few stray bullets and mortars that have hit in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already threatening Syria that they will defend the Israeli nation to the hilt.
Well, again, we know that Israel is one of the suppliers of munitions to this hired mercenary army. So basically any bullets or shells that are coming back the other way, it's Israeli state property to begin with. But Syria has a right to defend its own borders.
Absolutely.
And what Syria is doing when they have the tanks and everything along the border, they're dealing with these hired mercenaries who are inside Israel. They go across the border, they carry out a strike, and they skedaddle back across the border. And, you know, Syria is trying to deal with them, and Israel's using it as an excuse. And I think when this war really gets going, which does sadly seem imminent, Israel is probably going to attack Iran, let the U.S. come in and deal with Iran. Israel will then turn its interests to Lebanon, as far as the Litani River.
Right.
Syria seizing a little beyond the Golan Heights, and might even try and conquer the Sinai.
That's
the repeat of the Six-Day War.
That's a definite possibility. And I know that the Egyptian forces are pretty well trained and pretty well armed, but they are no match for the Israeli forces, at least as far as I can see, should Israel decide to go into the Sinai.
Well, Israel has, of course, all the latest weapons supplied by the U.S., paid for by the U.S. taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure how good soldiers they are, despite an overwhelming superiority in weapon systems. They didn't do all that well in Lebanon. They completely missed that drone that was flying over Israel for 3 hours. In fact, that's got to be a real black eye for Israel that Iran got onto the U.S. Predator as quickly as they did. So in a way, Israel and the U.S. have kind of committed the same strategic error that Nazi Germany did. They put all their faith in the wonder weapons and the high technology, and the soldiers themselves just weren't there with the enthusiasm necessary to move forward. And again, both in the American side and the Israeli side, I've seen interview of Israeli soldiers who are over there in the occupied territories, and they say, well, I have no idea why we're here. We're not doing anything that's of any real value. And remember what Sun Tzu said in The Art of War: the side that feels they have the moral law on their side is the side that will win. And so the real risk, of course, is if the U.S. goes into Iran, what will Russia and China do? Russia and China will never allow themselves to be brought into slavery to the U.S. dollar, because they saw how the U.S. abused that in the years after Bretton Woods. Between 1945 and 1970, the U.S. was looting the rest of the world by overprinting dollars and insisting that all the other nations accept them at face value as good as gold. And then when the other nations took them up, took the U.S. up on that word, good as gold, the U.S. said, no, we don't have the gold.
And the other thing that we need to be aware of in terms of Iran is that since last July, the Chinese companies have been developing Iran's southern oil field for China's domestic abuse. Any interruption of that flow...
China's domestic abuse? Or
I
mean
China's...
Domestic use,
I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, all right.
Hello.
Got to stop drying your hair in the microwave oven right here.
But
they, you know, they just made a deal with Russian companies to also further develop those fields. And like I said, we're seeing a pattern where all these nations that the U.S. has gone in and done regime change on, they're waking up and saying, well, we're politically safe from a second U.S. invasion, so we can ignore the U.S. and go make the deals that are best for us. And, you know, how does the U.S. sell a second invasion of Iraq or a second invasion of Libya? And I think this tendency is going to spread. And just like ancient Rome, we're seeing the provinces break away and say, we're going to do what we're going to do because you can't do anything about it anymore.
Absolutely. And every time throughout history when the U.S. has installed a puppet and the people get angry and the people overthrow that puppet and the U.S. is looking at a virulently anti-American government replacing what it put in there, it cannot seem to learn from its mistakes.
No, it never does. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Art, aloha. Art, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, good afternoon, Mike. And to you, your lovely bride, Miss Rivera. How are you doing?
That's Mrs.
Well.
Rivera.
Mrs. Rivera.
I'm an old-fashioned male chauvinist pig. I wanted to use Mrs. None of this Ms. stuff.
Adam, what's on your mind this afternoon?
You guys are talking about, Israel, Iran, Lebanon, all of that. And I think, really, I think you laid out a pretty good argument of what could be in store, you know, Israel attacking Iran and then the U.S. coming into it so Israel can focus its attention on Lebanon or who knows, whoever. But here's what I'm kind of wondering. I don't understand why there would be a need for the U.S. to go in to take care of Iran if Israel attacked, because if you remember, there were two very specific things that Bibi stated, and the first one is that you don't have to defend Israel. Israel is capable of defending itself, mm-hmm. And of course all the big hotshot talk about how Israel has the ability to literally turn off, if you will, all of Iran's air defense systems Now, if the
theory. That's the theory. With regard to the first one, that was just Netanyahu, bragging. But the reality is Israel's own military commanders are saying they cannot guarantee an effective first strike against Iran that would cripple all of Iran's military capability. There would be a retaliatory strike. Now, President Obama, who apparently, based on the resignation of Petraeus today, knows how to carry a grudge, might well let Israel attack Iran and sort of hold back while Iran pounds on Israel. But ultimately, the U.S. motive for going into Iran is less Israel and more about forcing Iran to sell their oil in dollars. In fact, I'll tell you a good way that Ahmadinejad could yank the rug out of this whole war situation is to say, look, we'll sell our oil only for dollars. And I don't know how long that would last because the dollar is still on the verge of collapse. But that's the U.S. real agenda, and that's why it doesn't really matter what Israel does or how we feel about Israel, and it doesn't matter whether Obama or Romney won, because we're in this horrible situation. It's this all-or-nothing deal. I used to talk about how people inside government like to play this card game called hearts, and there's this tactic in there called shoot the moon. And it's a very daring gamble, and if you can pull it off, you win, but if you can't pull it off, you are buried so deep you're never going to have a chance at winning that particular game. And that's the situation we're in right now. The United States is trying to take over control of all these resource-rich countries, and Iran is one of the biggest, in order to force them to sell their resources only for dollars, to prop up America's failed financial banking system. And if they succeed, then it's going to work for a while. But if they fail, if they can't get them all, then it's all going to fall apart, because countries that don't want to deal with the dollars are going to go to those nations that are selling their oil and other resources for other currencies. And this is why ultimately this path is going to bring us into direct military conflict with Russia and China. China's yuan is taking over from the dollar as an international trade currency. And that's why they're over there with Japan saying, oh, China bad, China bad. We've got to do all the rest of that other stuff here. And it's less to do with Israel, and certainly nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction or terrorism, and everything to do with propping up this failed paper currency called the Federal Reserve Note.
Well, you know, what I'm kind of curious about is, I mean, if it does come down to that, and let's say Israel is stupid enough to try something with Iran, and let's just say for the sake of argument, Obama decided to send troops in. I'm really kind of curious, do you believe that the American military would go along with that, or do you think that would be the final straw and they would say, absolutely not, we're not going to do it, and then move in some way against Obama? And I'll take your response off air. Thanks, guys. Great show. And you have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Well, thank you very much. The answer to that is that just as Obama is purging CIA of anybody who's disloyal, in this case, Petraeus, who refused to fall on his own sword over the Benghazi situation, we know that even going back to the George W. Bush administration, the top military commanders, there have been a lot of replacements. A lot of independent thinkers are now in retirement. And they've got a bunch of uniformed yes men. So the answer is, I think the U.S. military will do what they're told to do by the commander in chief and by the Congress. We do know there was kind of rumors of a potential military coup d'etat against Obama by officers who were concerned that the nation is being led to its destruction. But that kind of went away. We know there were a lot of very swift military replacements that may have been associated with that. So I don't think we're going to see the military refuse. The big question, of course, is what will Russia and China do? I don't think that they're going to simply and do nothing about this because, again, they're dependent on that part of the world for some of their oil needs. There's trading partners there. And, again, they don't want to live in a world dominated by a worthless paper dollar. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with Claire after these words from our sponsor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. And Claire, you wanted to talk about
some areas of the Middle East that are rapidly approaching powder keg scenarios. And one of the most scary is Bahrain. Now, Bahrain is home to the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet. And up until last Monday, there had been a lot of protests, which had been clamped down on like crazy by the Bahraini police.
It was a brutal put down, yes.
And now, as of last Monday, they've gone violent with bombs. And today, a young man was simply trying to get to his prayers at the mosque and got just absolutely, well, he was sort of battered by police, and then the kid got hit by a car. And I have to wonder that the Al-Khalifa monarchy is not looking at this with a little bit more sensitivity. And, of course, we've got a situation where you've got a Sunni monarchy and a Shiite general population. And but the way that they are going about this, I mean, they have just seemed to completely cut off all possibility for dialogue, all possibility for resolving this peacefully. And I keep thinking about that wonderful and terrible statement by the late John Kennedy, when he said, when peaceful revolution is impossible, violent revolution is inevitable. And the U.S. is backing this regime to the point of, oh, they just sent them a huge boatload of weapons, some that can be used against their own people in terms of suppressing violence. Mm-hmm. And what I'm looking at, if the Al-Khalifa monarchy and the Bahraini police lose control, the United States could very well be looking at a virulently anti-American Bahrain. But the U.S. government has done it to itself.
And it always does.
Yeah.
And as I was commenting earlier in the show, Hillary's attempt to form a new governing coalition for the so-called rebel army mm-hmm. in Syria
yeah.
has cratered. They basically told her to go pound sand,
mm-hmm.
Which means Syria is now ranking among the top U.S. foreign policy disasters, because if Al-Assad stays in power, puts down this hired mercenary army, mm-hmm. he's going to be very antagonistic to the United States of America. If the so-called Free Syria Army, which consists of all these radical Islamists that the U.S. mm-hmm. recruited and funded and armed, if they seize power, they too are going to be virulently anti-American because of this attempt to hijack what they see as their revolution by mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton. And so Syria is now a no-win situation for the United States of America.
Yep.
And the only reason they're persisting with this is because taking Syria completes the encirclement of Iran.
Right.
Now, of course, Russia and potentially China can still resupply and support Iran from the north. We know that Russia has just started arming Kyrgyzstan
and Tajikistan
to sort of garrison that. We know that Georgia has normalized relationships with Russia, which means those tunnels through the Caucasus Mountains are now available for resupply. So this is all going very, very badly for the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a mistake to go down this path. It was a mistake to listen to the neocons and their project for the new American century. But now the U.S. has gone so far down this path, they can't turn around and go back. And that is why the United States of America ultimately is doomed.
Do you think, Michael, that President Obama is going to go ahead with some sort of major, major military operation before the inauguration?
Well, that may be up to Israel.
Yes.
Because Israel needs to have a major war going someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Netanyahu needs to have a major war going someplace so he can get up there and say, see, there's a threat. I will protect you. You don't want to lose strong leadership during this time of crisis. And certainly we've mm-hmm. seen the rhetoric against Iran just ramping up so rapidly since the election. I think if it were up to Obama, he might want to wait until after the inauguration when he's got his new team in place, because
mm-hmm.
he's sort of going through a second transition right now, and we're seeing a lot of house cleaning. Hillary's going to be leaving. They're talking about Susan Rice as her replacement. Petraeus just got his pink slip. We're still waiting to see who's going to be nominated to take his place. And Petraeus won't be the last one.
Geithner also is leaving.
Geithner is leaving. Holder is leaving. And so I think Obama is going to want to go through this transition, get his new staff in, get them trained up before he starts launching this major escalation. But we know that in order to prop up the U.S. dollar, war against Iran is an absolute necessity. If mm-hmm. Iran is allowed to continue to sell their oil for currencies other than the dollar, this whole plan to dollariferize the world's resource-rich nations is going to collapse.
Absolutely. And I think we also need to take a look at the situation in Yemen as well, because just 2 days after the election, President Obama has ordered more bombings, drone bombings in Yemen. And I cannot think of a more, how can I say this politely, ham-fisted and wrong-headed way of approaching foreign policy in this country. And I have to wonder, you know, if it wasn't that Yemen bordered the oil-producing giant Saudi Arabia, would we even be in there at all? But what these drone strikes are doing, do they maybe get a bad guy once or twice? Maybe. But they're killing innocent women,
it's
children.
A terror weapon.
Yeah.
It's a terror weapon.
It's horrific.
These drone strikes are the modern reincarnation of the V-1 and V-2 strikes by Germany into England. And they just killed people at random to create a sense of terror and fear to convince the British people to tell their own government, capitulate, and come to terms with Germany. And this is exactly the same. This is why the U.S. is going into Pakistan and Yemen and all these other, with these drones. And it's just a form of robotic terror from the skies. And from the point of view of the people on the ground, when they're going about their lives, they're down at the marketplace, they're buying food for dinner, and they're talking to the people that they know, and all of a sudden there's a horrendous explosion. There really is no difference whether it's some guy with a dynamite strapped to his chest or a robotic drone from the sky. It's still an act of terror from the point of view of the people who are having to catch the shrapnel.
Yes, it's to me, it's completely immoral. Not only is it immoral, it's absolutely wrong. And I think of the steps that the United States government could be taking to change things without firing a single shot. And it makes me so angry at a government that won't even take that road. I mean, you're looking at the successor, al-Hadi is his name, to President Saleh, who was, quote-unquote, president for life in Yemen, very thoroughly reviled. I mean, the corruption and the poverty in that country is just, it's appalling.
It's almost as bad as we have here.
I would say so. And I'm thinking, if the U.S. government were to be able to engineer a way to distribute food and desperately needed medicine
to the
Yemenite
people. They're not interested in that. They weren't even interested in doing that in New York.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. You know, where the government is in a war mindset and a war economy, and they don't care how many American people go hungry, homeless, starve to death, like Bloomberg banning food for the homeless in New York.
That was disgusting, Mike.
They don't care. These are sociopaths. They're caught up in this vision of America's future greatness as expressed with these high technology weapons of war all around the globe. Mm-hmm. And again, it's amazing. The U.S. government can get food and supplies and medical equipment and everything anywhere on any of the world's battlefields in under 24 hours, but they sure couldn't do it to New York.
Nope. And in fact, I believe in Long Island, there has been some talk about approaching the U.S. military to get their electric company working and back on.
Well, there's a development there, and I was going to get into it a little bit later in the show, but this is a good time. One of the things that was slowing people down getting their electricity in Long Island is the local government was insisting that everybody's house had to have an examination of their, had to be recertified as safe before they could have the power reconnected. They just waived that one.
Yeah.
All righty. All right. Do you have anything else here? Or
I think that's it for me.
All right, because we got callers on the line here. We've got Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike and Claire. I just wanted to ask you to go back to the Prop 37 thing for a second. I, like you, am disappointed that it didn't go through. I was optimistic that it would, and but anyway, I'm kind of new at this whole thing of trying to avoid GMO foods, and I went online to ActivePost, and they have a list of foods that are GMO, but I'm wondering if there's a short list out there somewhere of foods that are not GMO.
Okay, now here's the good news. Even though mandatory labeling of GMO foods, we are told, failed in California. Like I said, they've only counted half the vote in California. There's 3 million uncounted votes. So it was certainly premature for the national election pool, which is owned by the TV networks, which are dependent on Monsanto for advertising revenue. It was premature to declare it dead on arrival. So, but even though mandatory labeling of GMO has so far been put on hold, companies that produce foods free from GMO are free to label them as such. There is an official USDA certified organic icon that can go on products that says it's GMO free. There's also a couple of other nonprofits that are out there testing food and will grant certain companies their logo as well. And you just need to look for that. And more products, because of the attention brought to this issue by the Proposition 37 campaign, more and more companies that are not using GMO are labeling their products as such. So you need to be looking for that, because sooner or later, the wallet will catch up. I can't see Monsanto calling for legislation to ban non-GMO foods from being labeled as such. That would be absurd. But again, going back to that caller who called in earlier, who spoke to the Secretary of State of California, it's a joke to say that Proposition 37 was defeated. It's behind by only 300,000 votes in a state where 3 million votes are yet to be counted. you know, but this is Monsanto is big money and big agriculture, and they like to play dirty, and now the FBI is even involved investigating the No on 37 campaign.
All right, okay. Thanks for your time, and I'll let the other callers get in. Have a great day, you guys.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Werner in New Brunswick.
Good evening, Mike. And
yes.
Good evening, Mrs.
Good evening, Werner.
Hey, Diego. I appreciate what Mike is doing, but a moment earlier I was listening where he mentions the V1 and V2 walkers. Mike, you're doing a lot of good work there in putting information out, but I wish that you would do some brushing up about the history that led to the Second World War and what happened during the Second World War. You know, there has been here in North America, people have been so indoctrinated and inadvertently.
Okay, we're getting close to the end of the show. What is your specific issue about the V1 and V2?
I want to say the first bombing of civilian targets was being done by Britain. For about 4 months, they pounded German towns along the North Sea.
Yeah, and we know about the firebombing of Dresden. That's not my point. But the point I was making is these U.S. drone strikes are on the same moral level as the V1 and V2 rockets flying into England. And I'm not saying who struck first or anything, but I'm saying that's what it was all. That was the same reasoning, the same tactic.
And as I say, the nature of the beast hasn't changed. They're still doing the same thing over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and
that's what's wrong with history.
When the militaries want to redeem themselves, they better take a stand for the good side. And they stop continuing with their war crimes.
Well, even regardless of whether anybody's punished for war crimes, and so far this war, it doesn't seem likely to happen. The reality is, and the reason I am so opposed to getting into this World War III, is the United States is going to lose it. They're making all the same mistakes that Germany did. They're putting all their trust in these high-tech weapons. We already know that Iran can spoof the drones and get them to go other places that they're not supposed to go. All of these high-tech weapons have tremendous vulnerability. We know that the same thing with Israel, with their Stuxnet and Flamen Dooku. All of these systems are incredibly vulnerable to hacking and interference and plain old-fashioned software error. Remember, look at that B-2 crash that happened down, I think it was in New Zealand, where the pitot was blocked with ice and the computer just didn't understand why the readings it was getting were wrong. A human pilot would have instantly understood, I'm getting a wrong reading from the instruments. I'm going to look out the window and fly the plane correctly. And that's why they trashed that entire B-2 aircraft over bad software and a blocked pitot tube.
And, Mike, as I say, people have to realize the Asian people, they got a very high IQ, and if push comes to shove, it is a good chance that they outwit the Western nation with their technology.
Could very well be. We know that China's developing some new amazing technologies, and we know that America's educational system, which went from education to indoctrination, has produced a generation of people who can follow the instructions they're given, but they're not good problem solvers, they're not good analysts, and that will come back to haunt the U.S. government in the coming years, if they last that long.
Thank you.
Okay? All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go there, Werner. All right, well, we're going to say goodbye to Claire here, and she's going to head on out. I got a couple of stories to cover for the rest of the program, and then we got to get out here and get over to this homeless food program thing, and then thence into our weekend. So today's the day the new James Bond movie came out. I don't know that I'm going to go see it. I just sort of be patient and wait until it comes on TV. But apparently Aston Martin, which is the car maker most closely associated with James Bond, is apparently up for sale. And apparently Aston Martin's controlling shareholder, Investment Dar Co., is searching for potential buyers. So they're not doing very well at all. Now, speaking of Stuxnet, Chevron has now gone public. They were hit with the Stuxnet virus in 2010. This was a virus intentionally designed to go after the control systems on Iran's nuclear power station, but it broke into the wild. It was reported causing all kinds of damage to industrial processes all over Russia and China, possibly even at Fukushima itself. Now Chevron is saying it got into some of their oil refineries and caused problems. Now, more on the computer front, you're probably aware of something called ransomware, where you get infected, it locks up your machine and won't let you get your own machine back until you send anywhere from $20 to $200 through some kind of a cutout foreign cash transfer service. This is now a $5 million a year a problem, and the government isn't able to do anything about it, mostly because computer security is a huge multi-billion dollar business. And it's just a reminder that the U.S. government can't deal with a real emergency and crisis, only the ones it makes up for you to believe in. We'll be right back.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here, and a couple of closing thoughts. We're hearing that the DEA is already moving to shut down the some of the medical marijuana dispensaries in California. They're going to reassert federal control, sending a message to all of those states that legalized marijuana in the last election. And we know between that and some of the initiatives to block Obamacare, we're getting ready for this huge battle over states' rights. And it seems that along with accelerating the war path to Iran, the federal government has decided now is the time to let everybody know without a shadow of a doubt. The federal government is in charge of all, and your state and local governments are vestigial romanticized remnants of the republic that used to be. And it's a warning sign that the rush for dictatorship and tyranny and global war is accelerating very, very rapidly. And we need to be aware of that. We have another story, one of these stories where a local government is ordering people to destroy food gardens on their own property. This one's down in Florida. Last one was up in Canada. And you would think, especially after that situation in New York and New Jersey where people were left without food, that we would see a government that wants us all to be more prepared to take care of ourselves. But they want exactly the opposite. They want you dependent on the federal government, on the food corporations, on the water infrastructure, on the utilities. They want you dependent because then you can be controlled. You go into any national park in the United States, you will see signs. Do not feed the animals. We do not want them to become dependent on handouts. It's bad for them. And yet you have the USDA has already got 46, 47 million Americans on food stamps, and they're openly running commercials. Yes, come on, sign on up. Because if you need the federal government to feed you like a zoo animal, you will do what you're told. And that's why every dictatorship in history has forced dependence on the people. Depend on a bank for your money. Depend on large corporations and stores for your food. Because if you're dependent, you are controlled. You are owned. Like the slaves on those antebellum plantations in the South. You get your food from Massa. You get your water from Massa. You get your religion from Massa. You get your clothes from Massa. And then you do as Massa says. And that's where we are in the United States of America right now. You're not allowed to be independent. And that's why we see, even in a nation with such hunger everywhere, even in a nation where every natural disaster proves the unpreparedness of the U.S. government to deal with these things, they're still going around telling people you cannot grow food crops on your own property. It's not zoned for that. We don't know that it's healthy. The USDA has not approved your tomatoes out there in the window box. It's all about enforcing dependency. We need a new Independence Day. Think about that this weekend. We'll be back Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Aloha, America.